Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let us bring on a true expert on this stuff via PhillyVoice.com and Forbes magazine, the great Kevin Cootey. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
Hey, Kev, I need to clear one thing up because I just mentioned your affiliation with Forbes. You saw the story that was on Forbes.com suggesting that Jay Wright would be amenable to an offer from the New York Knicks. Do you think there's anything to that?
I think there is no chance that Jay Wright somehow ends up with the New York Knicks. There's no way he ends up out there. He's smart enough to know that James Dolan is the second worst owner in sports behind Daniel Snyder. Why would Jay's one of Jay's lines is why mess with happy? Yeah. He's very happy at Villanova. He makes a lot of money. They'll name the court after him. There's only one job I could ever see him leaving for, and that would be here with the Sixers.
Yeah. But, Kevin, we had a little argument about this yesterday, and I am in no way suggesting Jay's about to leave Villanova because I doubt he would.
I doubt he would, too.
But he's climbed that mountain twice. If he were to come, this is his hometown. If he were to come and get the Sixers over the big hurdle that's left and win here, it's already 37 years since they won one. Isn't that like the ultimate? And then you could say, well, I covered everything I could cover. If he never tries in the NBA, he never knows.
Well, but here's the thing. If you think about it, though, okay? Jay also looks at what happened with John Beilein. Okay, where John Beilein got in the NBA and realized how miserable he was, okay? Yeah. And with the exception of Brad Stevens, okay, and to a lesser extent, Billy Donovan, college coaches going to the NBA are a disaster. And think about it. There's only been one guy who's won both an NCAA title and an NBA title, and that's Larry Brown, okay? I think Jay would look at the Sixers. This is my opinion. I haven't talked to him about it, but I think Jay would look at the Sixers because he has interest. Yeah, Scott O'Neill obviously is a Villanova guy who's the president of the Sixers. I think he would listen and everything. But in the end, look, Jay can win a couple more national titles at Villanova at this point. He's got everything going at the highest possible level you could. I just don't see him walking away from that.
I'm going to tell you what I would say to Jay if he called me, but he's ducking me right now. Happiness is overrated.
Challenge.
Find a new challenge. Yep. Jonesy, you're right.
100%.
And then throw yourself into that.
Yep.
All right, yeah, Kevin, let me get to the crisis in your number one sport, baseball. How do you think Rob Manfred's handling this cheating situation?
He's handling it? I mean, look, it makes you yearn for Bud Selig, which is really bad at this point. Because, look, the main problem that Rob Manfred has is you almost get the sense, well, one, he doesn't know what he's doing. And two, that he doesn't like the sport he's in charge of, okay? Because, yeah, when you devalue your own championship trophy, when you're trying to eliminate 40 minor league teams like he has been with his latest proposal about the restructure of the minor leagues, when you botch the handling of the Astros investigation and it comes out that basically you knew about this a long time ago and just didn't do anything about it with the Wall Street Journal investigation piece, you add all this together and the sport's the worst market of any of them. To me, this is why you're seeing players lash out. I think they know that they don't have any respect for the guy in charge. The problem is he makes a ton of money for the owners, kind of like Roger Goodell does. So he's not going anywhere, which is really scary about baseball's future.
All right, but I mean, it looks so bad. Kev, you've covered sports a long time nationally and in this city. I've never heard of star players in this sport openly ripping the commissioner of their sport. The owners have to be looking at that and saying they're devaluing our sport. They're telling us the highest levels of administration in this sport are awful. Don't they have to do something about that?
I don't think they're going to do it, Angela, because we're also on the verge of a collective bargaining agreement coming up here. And Rob Manfred was the chief negotiator for those owners and made them a heck of a deal last time around that has made all of them money, especially the small market teams. In the end, money is what matters. And those owners are going to be loyal to the guy who made them all their money. That being said, that doesn't mean he's a good commissioner. He is an awful commissioner right now. The sport has gone down rapidly. You know, think about it, Angelo. I mean, I say this all the time. Think about what other sport, okay, and this is a little thing, would allow the TV networks that broadcast it to switch their lead play-by-play guy in the middle of the playoffs, like Fox did last year with Joe Buck. And they switched it around in the American League Championship Series. That shows how poorly the sport is marketed. And Rob Manfred doesn't care.
Beautifully, beautifully analyzed. Let me move you over to the Phillies for a bit. Mac Breen was on this show on Monday and said that the Phillies are a fourth-place team, Kevin. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do. I believe they're a fourth-place team. Look, you can make an argument between them and the Mets being, you know, maybe a flip it around between fourth and third, but there's a clear separation between the top two and the Braves and the Nationals and then the Mets and the Phillies. And as much as Joe Girardi may help in curing the Gabe Kapler-induced woes of the franchise, you know, he can't make starting pitching any better. I mean, you know, that they are what they are in spots 3, 4, and 5. I've been one who believes Zach Wheeler is even a little bit overrated for what people believe he's going to be. There's questions about the bullpen. You know, for them, they're counting on a lot going right to get to 87, 88 wins. And you could just flip that scenario around very easily and think they're a 77 to 80 win team instead.
All right. Then, Kev, let me extend that if what you're saying is true. We've seen the last. This is the final go-round for Klentak and McPhail?
Yeah, I would think so at this point. I mean, Matt has had enough time, and one of the problems they've had is their minor league system has just not produced enough that'll come through. Yeah, they're going to have Kingery in the starting lineup for the minor league system. Haseley's going to play, but they're just not – there's not enough coming out of it. And – you know, when you get to a point where you're up against the luxury tax and you still have as many holes as they do, you know, in center field and the questions at second and third and, you know, obviously in the rotation and the bullpen, that's an indictment on the general manager that you've spent a lot of money and you still have a lot of holes. And that is where I think Matt's going to have trouble.
All right. Final thing I want to deal with today, Kev, is it's kind of personal. And I just want to lay out what's going on here. In your career as a journalist, have you ever been blatantly lied to by a sports figure?
Every day.
All right. Because, see, what happened here, Kev, is last year, as you recall, I got into a big fight with Gabe Kapler. And my premise was the fact that Jane Segura did not run to first led to the devastating injury to Andrew McCutchen and compromised the entire season. Gabe Kapler came on the show and said I was irresponsible to even suggest such a thing. And then Segura 2 days ago said that that's exactly what happened and that he harbored ill feelings toward himself all year because he knew he led to that injury. Do I deserve a public apology from Gabe Kapler?
I wouldn't hold my breath on it.
No, do I deserve it?
Yeah, I think you deserve an apology, absolutely. Because, look, Gabe Kapler, I'm going to miss that man just for the comedy value because he bent over backwards trying to protect his guys, and in the end, his guys didn't really care about him either. So in a way, I felt sorry for Gabe, but in another way, yeah, you should absolutely deserve the apology for it.
All right, you know what? I'm going to give you a treat, Kev, and I'm only going to do it because I consider you a friend and because you miss Gabe. Not long ago, Gabe was addressing the San Francisco media, and he had this comment.
We know that we may not win 2 out of 3 in a 3-game series, but we know that we're going to exhaust our opponents. And we're going to do that by making good swing decisions, by dominating the strike zone offensively, and as pitchers, we're going to fill it up with strikes. And then we're going to take every last inch on the bases, and we're going to play with a high level of energy and enthusiasm, and those are the things that are within our control.
Kev, do you feel better now?
I need to go see my therapist after listening to that. It's like flashbacks to stuff I've tried to put away.
Philly boys, read him all the time. He's the best. Kevin, thank you, Kev. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right. And I know I don't want to repeat myself, but this is really bugging me. Two things are bugging me about the lying of Gabe Kapler. Mm-hmm. One is that he has not acknowledged now that it was a blatant lie. But number two is that I have not gotten the support of our listeners or Twitterers or all the other people to say, you're right. You fought for us, for honesty and truth.
And you, the American way.
You fought. You laid it out in front of the manager. I was ripped relentlessly by lots of emailers and callers for being rude to Gabe.
And other hosts.
And I was the one fighting for what was honest and true. And now that we know I was right, I need an apology.
You do.
Thank you, Jonesy. Al? Al?
What do you want me to do, call Gabe?
No, I just want your opinion.
That's unusual. I think when you look, you can't replace time and space. At the time, he's got a team that he's trying to keep together. I don't think people had a problem. Everybody realized that he got hurt because the guy didn't run. I mean, there's no question.
He denied it.
Does he deserve an apology?
The question was, I mean, it's hard to say this guy's injury. Like, he didn't run into him.
I not only need an apology. I need the support of my city. Oh, yeah. I need the support of the people.
Al's going out of his way not to support
you. I fought for you guys. Oh. I fought for you.
What happens when you fight for somebody and they don't want that back?
I don't know. I'm worried about that. I don't even feel
I don't think they deserve it.
No, man, lie.
It's like an Animal House if you lead a charge and nobody's following.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you like to hear a lie? Here it is. 2020.
It's not Segura's fault. And to say that it is absolutely irresponsible.
That's a lie!
Al?
It was not irresponsible. You know what it was? Brilliant American journalism.
You know what's not brilliant?
What?
Somebody else hired that moron.
I know it is.
Don't underestimate.
All right, let me just say.
Spin the wheel for me.
Has he said anything about this whole Bean?
Oh, by the way, he has not yet been nominated. If you're out there looking for somebody who. How does he have a job?
Has he checked in on. I can't even imagine.
Oh,
the cheating thing?
I got to look. I'm going to look it up.
Rhea, would you please look?
I can't even.
Because I already could tell you prior to learning whether he's checked in on the cheating thing that what he is saying is stupid, idiotic, and embarrassing.
And long-winded.
And I want an apology.
Oh.
Let me go to Bob. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
Bob, do I deserve an apology from Kapler?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He was terrible. He lied to you.
He lied to everyone. And I fought for honesty, and now no, they're just letting me dangle out there, Jonesy. I'm just dangling.
Yeah, it's not pretty to
look at. You need a pardon.
I need a pardon. Thank you, Al. That's what I need, a pardon. All right, Bob, what do you want to say about the Phils? Kenny just said he thinks they're a fourth-place team, too.
Yeah,
Kevin Cooney.
Kevin Cooney, yep.
What do you think?
I disagree. I just have a premonition now. I think I said yesterday Girardi is going to be worth 10 more wins this year.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling this team's being underrated. I'm just comparing them to the 1980 Phillies and the 1993 Phillies. Both teams prior to those seasons were so underrated, and they had lost a lot of key players the year before to injuries. being a longtime Phillies fan, I remember this, and it just kind of have a. I just have this feeling that they're gonna surprise us this year.
I hope you're right.
They don't have any. I just have a funny feeling they're gonna surprise us, and they might be the talk of the town here come September, October.
You know what, Bob? Here's the thing. I want to believe that it's the spring. You always believe that.
Yeah.
In a way, it works out okay either way. If they are a lot better, we get a great pennant race issue. Mm-hmm. If they're not, we get rid of the two guys who created the problem, Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak. So in a way, you win either way, right? In a way. Because let's be honest, Klentak and McPhail, if they were ever to win a championship, I can't even envision that. Jonesy, can you picture a parade down Broad Street? Oh, look, there's Klentak and McPhail.
The one thing they did was hired the right manager.
Yeah, they did.
It makes me look the other way.
But those two guys, they didn't want him.
I don't. That makes you look the other way from those two guys. All attention's on Joe Girardi is going to have the right answers.
Their best.
He's going to talk, and you think, man, that's a great hire.
Yeah. Oh, it is a great hire. That's for sure. But keep in mind, those two guys did not want him.
Yeah.
They wanted another year of Kaplan.
Yeah, no surprise.
All right, Bob, give me somebody who doesn't deserve the big job they have in sports.
That one's easy. Andy McPhail. He's like 300 games under 500.
Andy McPhail is a great one. Give him his. Here's the thing about Andy McPhail. He's pompous about it.
Yeah, he's reached that stage where
he's pumped.
Do you know who I am,
Jonesy?
You want a pen?
Sorry about that. 888-729-9494. That's the thing that bothers me the most. When somebody like he has won one championship in 40 some years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he's pompous about it.
Yeah,
I don't go for pompous. 888-729-9494.
Without the credentials, no.
Yeah.
Not big with pompous. We got a lot of show left. Where we return, I got to do this. I got to talk to somebody who's had a mustache or a facial hair for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because Justin Bieber shaved his yesterday.
Oh.
And I want to know what gets you to shave. And there's got to be somebody who's had it for 20 years.
It looks weird when they do.
It does.
Yeah.
But don't you look skinnier and younger and better?
I don't know.
I'm going to try to get somebody to do it.
Bill Clement had the mustache forever.
Then is it gone?
No, it's back now, but he did take it off when he took the hosting job at Versus when I first started. It was a really strange thing.
All right, we'll explore this week about because I got to talk to somebody who's willing to get rid of theirs. 888-729-9494 WIP Sports Time 77.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.